Well, speaking of events, that was appropriate. Just lead into our chamber talk today. Our Monday chamber talk with Katie Robber. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. You got a full list of things.
I do. I see. Well, it's only one cider, but it's okay.
Oh, yeah. There's usually you fill up, too.
I do,
with all
but
the, you know,
it's just... okay. There's still lots to do.
Okay. First, though, back up, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
Good
Blue Goose days. It was great.
Yeah.
I was mainly at the chess tournament helping out my husband.
Incredible turnout down there. You couldn't even get close to your shelter when I drove down.
Yeah, we had big, prominent chess players within the state of North Dakota come and visit for us with us. So three people out of Bismarck, one of them happens to be the North Dakota state champion,
nice,
came to this tournament, and it was fantastic watching him play.
Dominic's going to be in on Thursday. We're going to talk more about this, too, because he's got some other ideas.
I don't want to give away anything.
No. Don't play spoiler. No, he's got some good ideas about maybe perhaps some things coming up for Chalkfest.
Yeah.
So,
ooh,
looking forward
teasers.
Yep, that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Not going to play spoiler. So, what else is going on on your list here? What's happening?
Well, today, the Craze Dance Beach Party Camp is going on. It's for ages 5 to 7, so... that'll be cute. It's actually June 9th, 11th, and 13th. So, you know, 3 days this week. It's from 3:30 to 5:30. And I'm sure if your little one wants to go have a beach party camp at a dance studio, Kelsey will get you in.
That's the place to be.
Yeah. So, also happening on Monday, the Richland Wilkin Food Pantry annual meeting is happening. It's happening at the Optimist Shelter at Chankopa Park.
Okay.
It's from 5 to 7 tonight. The evening includes board member elections, financial overview, the regular annual meetings, but they also have cheesecake.
Oh, I'm there.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to sneak in.
Yep.
Yeah.
On Thursday, the annual golf scramble for the Valley Lake Boys Home and the Three Rivers Crisis Center.
Joanna actually showing up, and Becky going to tell me more about that here in about 20 minutes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I'll let them talk about it. But
okay, but you can go ahead and mention it.
Yeah, it's the player's fee is $75. The cart is not included, so you'll have to get that for yourself. But and the dinner is included. I think that's hamburgers, I believe.
Up for that.
And if you've ever eaten out at the Bois du Sioux golf course, it's good.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely good. So there's cash prizes, prize wheel, 50-50 raffle, and mulligans, which I just learned what they were.
It's a do-over.
Yeah.
I
had no idea.
It was a
conversation this morning at the chamber office. What is a mulligan?
It's a do-over on the tee box.
I thought it was a drink. But I know.
It probably is, too.
So that's over at the Bois du Sioux on Thursday. Also on Thursday, Animal Track Stamping at Chinkaba Zoo. It's from 3 to 4 p.m. for ages 4 to 5. Members are $10 and non-members will be $14, and reservations are required.
Okay.
On Saturday and Sunday, the Breckenridge Flea Market is coming back for the summer.
All right.
Over at Wells Memorial Park.
Great event.
Saturday is 10 to 4, Sunday is 12 to 4. And if you have, you want to go down and sell your wares, call Kurt at 651-295-5115 for more information.
All right.
That number, if you didn't catch it, it is actually on our website under the events calendar. It's listed there. So.
All right.
You'll be able to see that.
And I am just fired up for Chalkfest.
I know.
Okay.
It's going to be so good.
I love that because for me, it's a two-day thing because I got to go down Saturday when they're just getting started and watch what they're putting together.
Yep.
And then go again on Sunday and go, you got to be kidding.
Yeah. How did that happen?
A
black square end up being something 3D that, you know, like a big fish trying to eat you? How did that happen?
They make it happen.
Essentially 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It takes them only 12 hours to do this. Well, they start early on Saturday mornings, like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And then they work all throughout Saturday and then till about 5:30. And then they have to go do a color run. So they're in the hot sun and...
they get to cool off on the color run, yeah.
Yeah, and then they cool off at the color run. I mean, why not?
So, I'm excited.
I know. And then, you know, they have another couple of hours that they work on their piece. And then by noon, everything is done.
Okay.
Like, all the pieces are done and they are incredible.
Just beyond
mind-blowing to
me. So if you haven't been to Chalkfest yet, do yourself a favor. You will not regret it.
Absolutely.
And when do we find out if we're a winner?
Ooh, the winner is announced the 17th of June.
Cenex Hometown Throwdown.
Yep. Yeah. So I'll give you a call and say,
yeah,
please put this on the radio for us and let the people know.
If you're screaming loudly, I'll know what happened.
I know.
There, you're still coming out ahead, you know, either way. So.
Absolutely. Again, yeah. There's no losing in this contest. So
and
that's
again,
the best part.
Take a bow, will you? Because you're one of top five in the country.
In the country.
Nationwide, you're one of the top five with Chalkfest.
Yeah,
so,
it's such an honor, and we are so excited.
Kudos to the Chamber for that. Katie, great having you in.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Stop back next Monday. We will talk once again. Talking Chamber Roundup with Katie Robber. We do it every Monday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW.
Summer getting warmer, tidal wave come across the Mexican border. Why buy a gallon? It's cheaper by the barrel. Just don't get busted singing Christmas.